Cape Talk. Cape Talk. Pippa's on Twitter.
You can tweet her at PJC Hudson.
Well, we go back to the subject of travel, and today's travel feature is brought to you by Lyft, SA's most flexible airline. Our local travel segment, let's set aside visiting the American parks with our grandmothers and rather do a bit of slightly more local travel to the Eastern Cape again today. The city of Makanda preparing to open its arms to visitors for the 49th National Arts Festival. The Grahamstown Festival, it used to be when I was growing up in the Eastern Cape, and it was a huge part of my childhood experience because every year we music students would pack our bags and make the trek from PE to Grahamstown to go and perform in the East Stedford, to go and watch some of the plays and listen to the orchestras and immerse ourselves in culture for a couple of days. It was always a highlight of the year for us. And I think somewhere gathering dust in a box high up in the ceiling in my house is a festival brochure signed by Andrew Buckland in the year that the ugly Nunu was the talk of the festival. I'm dating myself a little bit there. But of course, the event has evolved a lot since those days. Those were the 1980s. It's a very different kind of event in 2023, a much more expansive and inclusive one featuring a much wider variety of genres and artists. And you will find everything from the old classics to the brand new experimental works and everything in between. And to tell us a little bit more about this year's event, we're going to speak to the festival CEO, and then we'll chat to somebody from Eastern Cape Parks and Tourism to get a sense of what else can be enjoyed alongside the Grahamstown Festival, or rather the National Arts Festival as it's now known. Monica Newton is the CEO of the event, and Monica, I can't believe it's already 49 years. Congratulations to you and the team on bringing it back to life again after the very difficult year. Particularly those affected by COVID, and welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, and hello. Thank you so much for giving us an opportunity to chat to you today.
It's a pleasure.
And we know you're a fan, and we'd love to see you in Makanda.
I'd love to get back there again, Monica. I mean, last year was your first one back in a full-on live format after the 2 years of hybrid digital stuff forced by lockdown. Did it go well? Was it well-supported? And are you hoping that the numbers will perhaps be back in even greater number this year?
Absolutely. We were incredibly lucky last year to also be on the cusp of the big COVID-19 protocol ending.
Yes.
Which once again caused us to pivot the night before festival to go from 50% capacity to 100% capacity. But we managed. And then, of course, stage six load shedding, which was lovely and fun. And that was introduced us to a whole new stage.
Oof.
But we are prepared. And this year, our festival is going to be a lot more able to cope. And we had such a warm reception from audiences locally, nationally, and internationally. And we're really hoping that 2023 will be as good a year, if not better.
That's brilliant. Okay, so well equipped to deal with the challenges of load shedding, whatever form they may take, and obviously ready to welcome the audiences back. Now, Monica, it's a huge event. We can't run through everything. But can you start by just giving us a sense of perspective on what sort of genres are included, how many different productions can be enjoyed, and really what will be going on in Makanda that week?
Well, as always, our 11-day showcase is multidisciplinary. So you'll see a little bit of everything. Dance, fantastic theater, comedy, visual arts, everything that your heart desires. There's something for the family. Of course, our village green markets as well. There's the wonderful outdoors to experience in Makanda. It's a lovely town. The weather, while a little chilly, is always generally great during festival.
Yeah.
But we've got some really, really amazing shows. Of course, Standard Bank Young Artist for Music, Saki, joins us this year. Very exciting. Lots of anticipation for her shows. And in fact, she's doing a number of different performances at the festival this year. Probably the one I'm looking most forward to is a choral piece that she's producing with local choirs in the cathedral in Makanda. You know, so there are little special bits everywhere. Of course, Gregory Matoma, also a Standard Bank Young Artist winner, coming back on the brink of retiring as a professional dancer, doing an incredible piece that reflects on his history as a Matoma, which, of course, is a very important name and date in Eastern Cape history. So we really are looking forward to welcoming back the arts in all of its myriad of complexity and beauty and interest and relevance back to Makanda to showcase what we have and to meet and to greet and to learn and be inspired.
Oh, it sounds like an amazing program. And I know, I mean, we are obviously only touching on a couple of highlights here, but if you're a music fan, if you're a dance fan, if you're a theatre fan, if you want the new, the probing, the questioning, the challenging productions, they'll be there. Monica, what about the person who wants the old-fashioned traditional Shakespeare production or something like that? Is that still part of the event?
Always. We do have fantastic productions across the range. Some of them, of course, brought to us by our independent producers on the Fringe.
Yep.
We have a very interesting take on Shakespeare this year, but we are also welcoming the Boston Youth Orchestra for a couple of performances, which, of course, will be very, very exciting. So there's always something available for everybody. We're celebrating 50 years of jazz art, who really break ground as contemporary South African dancers everywhere they go. And so we're presenting sort of three vignettes with jazz art this year that celebrates their 50th. So there really is a wide diversity, and there's something for everybody, I'd like to believe.
That includes the youngsters. Monica, I'm so glad you mentioned the Boston Youth Orchestra. Just to let our audience know, we will be chatting to the conductor and one of the young orchestra members ahead of that that visit to Makanda. But for youngsters, a lot of people love taking children to the theatre and exposing them to theatre early on. Is there anything like that woven into the programme?
Always. The Boston Youth Orchestra is, in fact, doing a children's concert, which, of course, is a traditional feature of the festival. But we've got some fantastical musical theatre like Africa Sings, which is a Bronze Ovation Award-winning production returning to the festival from one of our favourites. And it really speaks to the Eastern Cape. It speaks to our history and tradition, but, of course, it's musical theatre. We have the Cirque bringing back some circus acts as well. We've got some really great stuff for the family, and we always make sure that we create a balance of programming precisely because we know how important it is for young audiences to join us. And of course, this year we always have the youth, both the Youth Jazz Festival and the National Schools Festival are part of the festival, so we always have young people with us who are obviously aspirant professionals who are using the opportunity to learn and meet and create and be part of the festival in new and interesting ways.
Okay, I should also mention art exhibitions. The one thing we haven't said before now, also very much part of the offering this year. Now, Monica, just for those who might be coming in late to the interview, we're talking to Monica Newton, who is CEO of the National Arts Festival, the 49th iteration getting underway at the end of the month of June. Is it the 22nd is the official start date, Monica?
Absolutely, but the 22nd of June to 2 July.
Okay, and in terms of ticketing, won't you explain how it works? Do you buy tickets for individual productions? Do you buy a sort of a package deal for the whole festival? What sort of options are there?
Individual ticketing. We do also have free events. Our Sundowners concerts between 5 and 6 are always a big favourite, where the Fringe artists get to come and sort of do little pieces of a taste of the Fringe to encourage audiences. But you can go to our website, nationalartsfestival.co.za. The entire programme is there. Every ticket is available to book online, but of course also welcome to book when you come to Makanda and join us at our formal box offices here at the Monument and elsewhere. We also sell tickets at the door. But online is really the way to go to secure your ticket, and in many ways also in our bigger venues to secure your seat.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it would be a tragedy to go all the way to Makanda and then find that the show you most wanted to see is sold out, and sorry for you, you don't get to get there. So I totally endorse that. nationalartsfestival.co.za is your landing point for all the information you're looking for. Monica, last question is, how are the advanced ticket sales looking? Are you happy with what you're seeing so far?
Absolutely. We've got brisk sales. Some shows are sold out already.
Wow.
So anybody that's interested in coming, please do jump onto the website, make your travel arrangements, whether you're driving or flying. Contact us if you need some help with accommodation. But we really are open for business. We've got a wonderful variety of shows. And yeah, get in quickly. Tickets are definitely selling.
Okay, just one more question, Monica, because one of our listeners saying electricity all well and good, but what about water? Is there enough to support the festival? I know Makanda's had its fair share of drought-related complications in recent years, Monica. Is that something you're on top of?
Yes, this festival has gone through many of these kinds of times, many droughts, states of emergency, this festival in its 49-year history has managed to insulate itself against pretty much anything that's thrown at us. And of course, we're very accustomed to hosting the festival under very, very strict water conditions. Obviously, as a country, as a nation, we all need to be more water conscious, using less water, but we have constant engagements with the municipality, and we're also making sure that our venues, many of our accommodation establishments, have water backup, so we think we'll be fine during festival.
Well, we wish you an absolutely wonderful festival. Monica, thanks for making time to chat to us, and all the best to you and the team as you put the final pieces in place.
Thank you.
Keep well. Monica Newton is CEO of the National Arts Festival, the 49th iteration, kicking off on the 22nd of June. And if you would like to take a look at the program and perhaps book some tickets in advance, it's nationalartsfestival.co.za. Now, I know the theatre lovers will be in their element. The art lovers will be in their element. The music lovers will find something to keep them occupied from dawn till dusk. But what about the person who has a somewhat reluctant partner, who doesn't want to see more than one theatre show in a day, doesn't necessarily want to only experience music and the arts? I thought we'd get some other suggestions from Lihle Dlamini, who is the Director of Marketing at Eastern Cape Parks and Tourism Agency, because, of course, this is a very important festival for the area, but it's by no means the only reason to visit Makhanda. Lihle, it's lovely to have you on the show. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's a great, great pleasure. I'm sure the Festival of the Arts must be a huge contributor to the local tourism economy. For your team, as much as for the festival organizers, a very big month, isn't it?
Definitely, definitely. You know, these are the events that are a draw card for the province. From a tourism promotion perspective, we believe festivals are proven visitation drivers. And they play a crucial role in providing a tangible reason for people to visit our province. Yeah. And they basically we see them as a trigger for diversified tourism offerings and a catalyst for economic growth and job creation.
That's really interesting.
They do have a huge potential of delivering outstanding returns for the province.
So even if you're not coming specifically for the arts festival, it's a jumping off point to be exposed to the region and perhaps book your return visit to try something else. Lihle, I believe there's so much demand that you actually have to talk to the airlines about laying on additional flights into Gqeberha at this time of year. Is that correct?
Monica is the one who will probably be better placed to respond to the airlines one, because they are the ones who are busy with the whole travel part of things.
Fair enough. From your side, though, if somebody does come to Makhanda for the very first time, and look, I'm sure most of the visitors who book to come during an arts festival are doing so because they want to immerse themselves in the arts. But Lihle, they come with partners and friends and husbands and children who might not want to only do arts and culture-related things. What are some of the other experiences in and around Makhanda that you would recommend people check out while they're there?
Oh, they'll be definitely be spoiled for choice. They can explore the historic sites of Makhanda. Mm-hmm. They can attend the performances if they want to go, or choose which performances to attend. They can also experience the wildlife, which is they can actually go to Gwandu, a private game reserve, which is not too far from where the festival will be happening.
Yep.
If they love the natural beauty, they can head on to Sunshine Coast. The list is endless. If they like hiking, we have breathtaking Amatole Mountains.
Yeah.
So the list is endless. It's up to them what they want. And this is the area that has everything to offer.
Look, it's a part of the world that's very close to my heart because I grew up in the Eastern Cape, Lihle. So I love the places you've just described. And I want to just remind everybody that the Sunshine Coast is so accessible from Makhanda or Grahamstown. There's a reason why the Rhodes University students head down to the beach at Kenton or Bushman's River almost every weekend in summer, because it is right there just on their doorstep. So don't discount the possibility of a beautiful sunny day on the beach if one is on offer in the midst of the festival. You've mentioned the wildlife, Lihle. It's something I think that Makhanda needs to shout more loudly about. I know a lot of people think of the Eastern Cape, they think of the Addo Elephant National Park, and they don't realize that there is actually a quite significant number of smaller private reserves that are really upping their game in that part of the world. Not so.
Oh, yes, definitely. You can actually get close to the majestic African wildlife, including the lions, the elephants, rhinos, giraffes, and many more. So you can take a guided tour or a thrilling bushwalk to fully appreciate the beauty of the Eastern Cape's wildlife.
Final question then, Lihle, for somebody who is planning to come through for the festival, they obviously need to go onto the festival website to check out the shows and book the tickets for the productions, but they'll also need a place to stay in Grahamstown, in Makhanda itself. Is there a sort of a centralized booking platform for the town or a tourism website that is a good place to start if you're looking?
They can definitely visit our website, visit EasternCapeTourism.co.za. That is where they'll get everything.
Visit EasternCapeTourism.co.za. Yes. Lihle, thank you so much for the suggestions and for sharing that information with us. It's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Lihle Dlamini speaking to us there, who is from the Eastern Cape Parks and Tourism Agency, where she's director for marketing. So again, visit easterncapetourism.co.za is your platform for exploring accommodation options and the other activities on the sidelines of the festival. The festival itself, you want to be on nationalartsfestival.co.za.